Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Just want to start, as I always do, by saying thank you to you all, but especially a thank you to you guys, because last week, following the release of the episode 69 with Joe Bennett, I had a lot of messages, a lot of people sharing the podcast on Insta stories. So thank you if you did, but also just messaging me, and I'm sure you probably messaged Joe as well, and just said, you know, thank you. It resonated so much with us. It was such a great episode when we got into the depths of coaching and experience. And something Joe and I talked about off kind of the podcast was, you know, a big thing that kind of sprung up to us both when we came off the podcast, that we're still working long hours. We still want to put out content and help and change people's lives. And as much as a lot of trainers are looking for this kind of laptop lifestyle to avoid time working, to make everything easy and not have to do the gym floor stuff, that for most people, because it's just money focused, doesn't solve the solution for service-led people. Most of us as personal trainers love people. I still love people. Joe still loves people. And that's why 70% of everything that I do is face-to-face, the masterminds, the mentorships, all my other programs, mentoring. You know, I see as many people as I possibly can because that's how I get the best results. If I move everything to an online platform, it's not fulfilling me in the type of service that I'm skilled at. And so it's very interesting when we're talking off the podcast, how few coaches are prepared to put the hours in and want to keep putting the hours in. And when you look at hugely successful people that you might follow on social media, they still work long hours. Because if there's legacy and service led, you've got to do everything you can to reach as many people as possible. So if people get to the point where they think, you know, sod it, I'm just going to choose an easy life, then you're not service and legacy led, you're money and easy life led. Which really does make it hard for authentic service driven people, because you've got to show you care. It's got to be your passion. It's got to come across in what you deliver. Otherwise, it's just pretty boring, bland content. So that was just an interesting discussion that we had off the podcast, and I wanted to just kind of share that with you. But it does kind of move on nicely to what today's episode's all about, episode 70. Do you know your customers? And today, because majority of you have Instagram pages, I'm going to make it very specific to Instagram. Instagram is a massive platform for fitness professionals. Everybody gets to share their physique, their progress, their knowledge, what they do in their lives, their feelings, their emotions. But no matter how many coaches I actually speak to, there's a very small handful that get it. And guys, every episode on the podcast, I want to give you as many tips, tools, tricks as possible to try and give you something that moves you on a notch. I want to share with you the areas I've struggled with in the past and also relate to you. Make sure they relate to you. And one of the kind of like, let's say, epiphany for me was getting crystal clear on my customer. Who is it that I want to work with? And when you know that, it changes the game with your social media. Because when I look at a lot of, I get a lot of messages, Mark, from probably from one of the podcasts where I said, you know, drop me a DM and ask me to have a look at your Instagram page. And guys, genuinely, if you DM me and say, could you have a look at my Instagram page? You know that I reply and I have a look. And I'll tell you whether or not it's a platform that's actually going to do well for you, whether or not there's a few things that need rejigging. And if you tell me that it's a platform that you want to make money from, and I can't really see any way that money is a potential possibility for you, then I'll tell you. But the main reason why many of you are not able to either monetize your Instagram page, or you're unable to get any engagement whatsoever. And engagement is going to be comments, and it's going to be messages, right? Is you don't know your customer. Now think back to any of the content that you've engaged with on social media. Have you ever had a feeling where a piece of content's written and you say to yourself, that's as if it was written for me? You know, there are things every day that you like or you comment on because they resonate with you. And I hope that stays. Let me just leave that there for a second. It resonates with you. Because for your customer to eventually message you and eventually start to build a relationship with you and find you potentially somebody that's going to help them along their journey, what you put out has to relate to them. And so when you look at your page and you take a step back and you look down, if I don't make you aware that you're not talking to the customer that you want to work with. So let's break down a couple of these. If on your Instagram page, you want to work with weight loss, that's your market, right? Weight loss is your market. That's where you're skilled. But if you have a great physique and you love talking about building muscle and you love showing how heavy you can lift in the gym and you show your physique, and then because you also work with weight loss clients, you put the odd weight loss post out, right? What happens when somebody lands on your page who's trying to lose weight because they see a post about weight loss? And then they see this shredded guy dropping that weight's crazy, top off. That was quite an interesting post, but not for me. Now on the flip side of that, let's think weight loss. Let me give you a little insight into what or how weight loss people, how you really should look at weight loss. Let's close your eyes for a second, and every single one of you can do this on the podcast. Close your eyes and picture a 40-year-old male wearing a big baggy jumper, baggy jeans, old trainers with a belly. Just picture that person right now. Now, if you were to have a conversation with that person, let's talk weight loss here. If you were to have a conversation with that person and started to just find out some of the things in their life that they're frustrated or, you know, struggle with that are related to their weight and their health, right? What about their life? You know, what do they do? What do they enjoy? And you start to paint a better picture. If you imagine some of the things that they might say, you know, like in terms of my weight and my health, you know, it's a constant bind. Like I'm unhealthy and I struggle to get up the stairs. To be honest, I do struggle to sleep. I have really, really shitty sex drive. This is because you've got to know this person, right? And you think to yourself, well, hold on a minute. If that's the sort of stuff that that person struggles with, maybe if I started creating some content talking about those things, do you think it would resonate with more 40-year-old guys with beer bellies, baggy t-shirt, trainers? You see, there's so many of your audience out there, your potential customers. But unless you focus on, if it's weight loss, what do we associate with weight loss? Low self-confidence. Every person with weight loss suffers with low self-confidence. What about people that are struggling to lose weight, really feel intimidated by gyms, really don't want to just do weights? So you're then showing a weight loss cut post, but then there's you pumping iron in the gym. So that's what that's doing, is it's creating a disconnect between who they are, what they want, what they struggle with, versus you're the intimidating person. And you see what I mean? It's a disconnect. right? So there's nothing really relatable. So when we try and understand who our customer is, when we get inside what it is that they struggle with, you can then create content specifically for them. You see, it's not about what you know. And this is something that's very, very important to get across. It's got to be about what they need. So every day you learn topics. You'll go on courses, you'll learn about science, you'll learn about, you know, deep knowledge about your field, right? And because it's interesting to you, you'll then feel the need to create content based upon that. Because it's sciencey, it's up to date, and you start sharing it. And of course, probably with trainers, one thing that happens is other trainers start to watch it or like it, but you don't get many posts, you don't get many likes, you don't get much engagement. And you think, you know, I'm sharing all this content, right? Well, the problem is with the word content is it's just a post. But if it's valuable content to your customer, it's content that's in a language that they understand. And it's in a language that relates to problems that they have. Something that I talk about at great length is what keeps people up at night. And this is such an important topic. When somebody is, we're going to go back to weight loss now, when somebody is overweight, you know, let's look at the overweight person that does want to change. Probably the overweight person, you know, would love to eventually get into clothes that fit them. Would love to go on a beach holiday and not feel intimidated by the way that they look. Would love to go into the gym and feel that people aren't staring at them. But they also need to know that it's possible to change. Now let's talk about overweight. There's probably a lot of you out there that have struggled with weight problems before. And you know, I see some of the coaches' Instagram pages that have struggled with weight in the past, and they tell their story very, very well. But the interesting thing about, like, let's use guys, for example, and girls, if I'm absolutely honest. Once you've got your physique and you want to help people with fat loss and you're not working with people online to develop a physique because your market right now is still just generalized fat loss, you almost forget what you were. So guys, until you are, let's say, bodybuilding and really putting on a lot of muscle, you're never going to be attractive to bodybuilders. And it's a very small market in itself. But you could be very appealing to guys that want to lose some body fat and just start to change their body. Now, because you've started changing your physique and adding loads of muscle, you then want to start talking about the depths of bodybuilding and how you can apply these methodologies. But you've got to remember, the people, your customer, the people that you're skilled in to serve right now, there's a difference between what they want to find out on what you want to share. Women, same thing. Because you built a set of glutes, because you've got lean ones, you then think it's all about talking about your comp prep, talking about your fat loss, talking about how you build a bigger set of glutes, when in all fairness, the people that you are wanting to reach, I'm going to say want to reach, I'm going to tell you should be reaching. Because the audience of comp prep females that want to build a bigger set of glutes, they're not going to be coming to you. The average Joe woman's not looking for a set of glutes. She's looking how to lose cellulite. She's looking at how to feel better in a pair of jeans. She's looking at how to improve her self-confidence and go into the gym and feel more empowered. So do you see this disconnect? And I use bodybuilding and physique development for men and women kind of stepping on stage. There's a disconnect. There's a disconnect between what your social media is showing, what you're presenting and what you're talking about, and the disconnect between the audience that you want to work with. And not just want to work with, the audience that's not only going to pay your bills, it's going to allow you to scale your business, and it's an audience that needs your help and support and advice. And the problem is, a lot of you will think, oh, do you know what, that stuff's not interesting, it's not interesting to you. But one of the things that I absolutely love, I've got a lot of knowledge in development of business. I've got a lot of knowledge in digital marketing and selling online. And that's not valuable to trainers, not in the early days of coaching. But what if I, you know, like recently put up tips to help trainers that are new into the fitness industry because I want to talk to you guys. I want to help you. So I sit there and I go, hold on a minute, Mark. Let's just get a piece of paper and actually start putting your head back down to when you used to train people. When you used to train at the early days of your career. And I used to look and say to myself, you know, I had low self-confidence. And these are some of the things that I was doing wrong. These are some of the things that I was thinking, that I was troubled with, that I was stressed with. Now go and create, Mark, a piece of content that talks to that level of coach. A language which they'll get and feel that they'll solve a problem. Why? Because then I want someone to message me and then I want some comments and I want to start building relationships with trainers that have never spoke to me before. Going back to when I was heavily bodybuilding, competing, doing photo shoots and working with a lot of people online that wanted to transform their physiques, of course, I used my own body as an inspiring story. I used my own journey as a story and my own knowledge at the level that people needed to know to change their physiques. I wanted to work with people that wanted to add muscle. I'd shown I can add muscle. And then I had a large online portfolio of people that wanted to build muscle and get lean. So there is nothing wrong with you as a female or a male that is skilled in weight loss, zoning in and talking to that specific audience, because ultimately that audience wants help. That audience will be prepared to invest in you. But you need to have a page that reflects who it is that you want. So in terms of knowing your customers, you need to know roughly what the age group, completely the age group, if it's male or female, and what goal they want to achieve, not what goal you want them to achieve. Somebody messaged me the other day and said, look, you know, there's a couple of girls in the gym that I know that have huge, huge potential, and I want to show them how good they can be. And my answer was, they probably don't even want to get there. Now, you can show them the first step of the way, which is how to potentially lose body fat, weight, and follow a more healthier diet, or you could just give them a few tips and allow them on their way to just explore the fitness industry. But that doesn't suddenly mean that you want to change people by telling them how they should be. And that's where the disconnect is with social media, because there's a lot of you telling people what they should be, what they should do at the level that you're at, and not going right back down to the stuff that you probably don't think is as sexy, but it's very, very necessary. So if you're going to be working with business executives, if you're going to be working with 20 to 25 year olds that want to add some muscle, if you want to be working with middle-aged men that want to add muscle, or females postnatal, you need to actually know that market, and you need to know what they're struggling with. You need to know what they're sitting around the table talking to their friends about and saying, this is what I struggle with. So I hope you now can start to see that by knowing your customer inside out, knowing their traits, their values, their personality, you know, what is it that makes them tick? What's the level of language that I could use in my post that's kind of relatable to that audience? Can you share your journey, your history? When you were 25 years old, when you first lost your first bit of weight, when you first added your first bit of muscle? Because you've got to be able to try and get more people to resonate with what you're putting out. And what this does, and I love this when I talk to coaches, what this does is it gives a sense of clarity. It gives a sense of focus. I'm going onto my Instagram page. I don't necessarily need to present me massively muscular all the time. I can present stages of my journey, but I know I'm going to talk to 40-year-old men that are struggling to lose weight, but at the same time, manage a busy work life. So a lot of the coaches that I mentor that work with people in the city. And in order to talk to them and go up to them in the gym, the one thing that they can't do is, you know, when are you going to sort yourself out and get lean? Because their actual personal goal is to make more money and be more successful in business. But if you can actually help me have more energy, sleep better, and enjoy my workouts by being the person that takes all that stress of knowing what to do in the gym off me, then I'm going to listen to you. And even in gyms, if you feel like no one's really engaging with you, maybe start talking to people in the gym at their level. You know, I always talk about personal trainers should be chameleons, because that ability for you to be able to relate to people on their level You know, when I was coaching people, if I was on the gym floor and I know somebody that'd been away and they've been skiing, I'd relate to them about skiing and I'd talk to them and, you know, try and break in, you know, how did you find your strength while you were skiing? People love skiing, love being stronger. They don't want to have burning muscles and tired muscles. You know, similarly, you know, if you know the audience and the age group that you're talking to, you know, that's maybe go around the holiday time and you can resonate with them about going on the beach and not necessarily being in the great shape and some real simple strategies to help you feel better and lose some body fat before you go on holiday. Rather than saying this is how you get big round shoulders, big back and all big glutes. And so getting that razor focused with the audience that it is that you want to work with is essential if you want more people to interact with you. And the other thing I'm going to share with you here is you should be able to do this. Hover in the air as if you're in a helicopter and look down on your Instagram. Now, imagine the person, the ideal person that you would love to spend more time on your Instagram, the type of person you'd love to message you, because that's the person that you want to work with. Imagine then sat next to them in a helicopter and said, look down on that page. Is that the type of page you would follow? Is that the type of information that you would engage with and then potentially pay money to that person to learn from or be trained by? It's a very interesting question because I do that. I look at my Instagram and I think to myself, do you know what? Am I inspiring, educating, supporting, motivating, relating to and sharing stories with that trainers will relate to about personal training, personal trainers, just improving yourself, growing a better business and being more diligent professional so that you can live a fulfilled and successful and happy career? And my answer to that is yes. If I look down on your page and I just see it as self-obsessed, it's you, it's all it is you, it's validation, photos and pictures, and then there's the odd message about fat loss and weight loss, then you need to change your social media to reflect more of the people that you want to work with. It has to change. And honestly, one of the last things I'll say here is get a friend who's neutral. And say, can you do me a favor? And guys, honestly, I know I'm putting myself out there for a lot of messages, but DM me. Just say, look at my page, what does it say? And if it genuinely says that I am all about my training, I'm all about giving complicated advice, but I actually want to train this type of person. Remember, when you DM me or ask anybody that's close to you to have a look at your page, tell them who it is that you want to work with, who it is that you want to attract. Because then, I promise you, they will give you genuine feedback and just say, they don't have to be a marketer. They'll just say, look, I look at your page. I don't really see that you're helping anybody specifically, but you're sharing a lot about what you do. And there has to come a point where you have to have a disconnect and say, yep, I get that. Maybe it needs to be a little bit less about me and more about the audience that I want to work with. And then as a result of that, if they started to understand that I want to help that particular audience, as a result, they're going to engage with my content more. They're going to know who I'm trying to reach to. And I'm more than likely going to get more chance to work with that type of person. So just wrap up for you here, all right? Having an understanding and a clear knowledge who your customer is allows you to tailor and adjust and speak to the people that you want to work with. But before you do that, you need to know who they are. You need to know more about them, what they're interested in, where this type of person goes on holiday, whether they're funny. Because if they find things funny and they're humorous and they're energetic, then your content needs to reflect all that as well. So I really genuinely hope that you take a little bit of time to look at your social media, reflect and say to yourself, do I know my customer? Does my page reflect the person I want to work with? And does it help that audience? And if one of my friends, family, or even me looked at your social media, would it say that too? So I do hope this episode has helped. It's an important episode because over the last few weeks, I've had a lot of messages from people asking me to have a look at their Instagram page. And it's a clear lack of understanding of who their customer is and who they're trying to serve. Guys, as always, the podcast is all about giving you a new set of eyes, a new way of looking at things. I want you to be more successful. I want you to not waste your time on social media or Instagram, which is such a valuable resource for us, but speak to your audience And as always, if you've got any questions for me, send me a DM. If you enjoyed the episode of the podcast, please share it on Insta stories, help more personal trainers, get more people to know. And if you have reached the end of the podcast and you want some extra little tips, in the bio on my Instagram page, there is a 30-day challenge. And that 30-day challenge is 30 days, 30 videos. It's like an online course. You get a video every day. It gives you 3 or 4 minute videos on key areas to help you grow and develop your fitness business, or personal training business. So head over to my Instagram, join the page, share the podcast, click the link in the bio, take the 30-day challenge, and just learn some more valuable tips and tricks from me. Guys, I am off to Italy this weekend, 3 days for a wedding. Doesn't look like it's amazing weather, a little bit overcast, but I'm looking forward to it nonetheless. Nice little break. Enjoy whatever you're up to, and I shall speak to you all very soon. Take care, guys.